So I sent this email to this platform once, okay? And I didn't get a response back. I thought, okay, well, maybe their application form doesn't work. So I tried it again. This time I used a different email. And yet again, I didn't get a response. So I'm just kind of scratching my head. Well, a couple of weeks later, I finally get a response back. And it was kind of a weird response, like something along the fact of, you know, I see that you had this. We're sorry it's so late. Do you have any questions? I was like, yeah. So I responded back to them. They didn't bring anything back. And so that's actually who we're going to be talking about today. This very platform known as Listen Up Indie Pub. So if you're self-publishing an audiobook and you're curious about other platforms, you might have heard of Listen Up Indie Pub. You're going to want to make sure you stay tuned to today's podcast.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
What's happening? It is a glorious day in beautiful Columbus, Ohio here, episode 81 of the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. I'm just tickled to death you took a little bit of time out your day to spend a little bit of time with me to talk about one of my favorite things in self-publishing books. And, you know, look, publishing books is not something that's going to be easy at first. If you're new to this business, you're going to feel very overwhelmed. And I'm hoping that by you tuning in to things like my podcast or my YouTube channel, plug, that you can learn what you need to, so that way you can do what you have to in order to become published. I obsess over the things like self-publishing so you don't have to. That way you can kind of cherry pick the information that you get from me. But today is going to be one of those ones I need you to pay closest attention to, because publishing audiobooks should definitely be something in your business plan as a self-publisher. You can publish ebooks and print books rather easily, but there is a little bit more of a barrier of entry when it comes to publishing audiobooks. But it does become easier in due time. We've discussed in the past weeks Audiobook Creation Exchange. We talked about Findaway Voices. We've talked about PublishDrive. Even this past week, we even discussed another platform called Authors Republic. Well, this week we're talking about Listen Up Indie Pub. Now, I don't say Listen Up Audiobooks because, believe it or not, that's actually the retail-facing platform to where people can actually buy from them. So this is kind of a neat thing that an audiobook retailer is the interface for readers to come buy from. So that's why I say Listen Up Indie Pub, because that's what is facing us as the content creators, as the rights holders. It's an Atlanta-based audio producer, publisher, and distributor. Think Audiobook Creation Exchange, but with a wider reach. You know, originally I discovered this platform through the Alliance of Independent Authors, and actually they have a full resources page. Some of what Ally has is available for free. I found this through one of their premium features, and I was like, okay. I'll buy it, I'll look. And I went over to their website, which is at listenupindie.pub. Pretty easy to remember, right? Now I'll remind you at the very end of this, that way you can go take a look for yourself. It's a sharp looking website. You can tell they got their stuff put together. And they answer a lot of the questions that I had, a lot of the burning questions. So they made that part easily. And on Ally, there's something they call the Watchdog Service. The Watchdog Service vets all these different types of service providers out there, and it just so happens that Listen Up Indie Pub actually has an excellent rating, and they're also a partner of Ally. So that means that not only did they pass with flying colors on being vetted as being good and ethically driven and having you in mind, but also that they've invested in being a partner with them. So on their main landing page, they boast the fact they've worked with Hatchet Audio, Penguin Random House Audio, Harper Audio, Macmillan Audio, Dreamscape Audio, Recorded Books, and Audible.com. So all that to say, they're flexing on the fact that they've worked with these larger companies. So that's really cool. That's awesome. That means, you know, you're going to be in good hands, right? They essentially act as a bridge between right holders and their voiceover talent. Now, I've kind of just expressed what is rights holder. Rights holder is if you've written the book, if you own the copyright to it, you're a rights holder. Instead of me saying an author and voiceover talent, it's easier to kind of remember it's the rights holder and the voiceover talent. They say this: after you send us your project and give us some thoughts on your ideal narrator, our professional casting director will find the best voices and send you 3 audio samples to choose from. You always have final say in who tells your story. That's pretty cool. So at first, you're looking at this and you're going, oh, wait a second. I got to get a narrator through them. Okay, yes and no. You're actually, and I'll discuss this in just a second here. Here's how the process works. They actually have an application. You go over to, again, I've said the website before, but I'm going to say it again, listenupindie.pub. Okay, when you visit that, you have the application, and one of them is, I want to create an audiobook. You end up clicking that, it'll whisk you on over to their application form. You put in your name, the email, the phone number, project title, word count, synopsis, your ideal narrator, and some miscellaneous stuff. Good to remember this here, folks. You keep 100% of your audiobook rights. Now, even though they're going to play matchmaker with the folks that they have in-house, the voiceover talent is you're just going to pay them to do it for them, and then you keep the rights to the audiobook material. And they give you the MP3. You can take it wherever you want. If you want to stay through them and distribute through them, that's great. Now, the other option that you have when you want to put an application, let's say you're like, you know what, Dale? I've already got the book done. I got it done elsewhere. I really want to use them for distribution. Well, they have something with an option of, I have an audiobook that I want to distribute. Pretty easy, right? You put your name, you put your email, your phone number, the project title, the project language, and other miscellaneous stuff. Now, this is the option that I use that I was kind of referring to back at the very beginning of this podcast, in that I filled that out. I was like, okay, I got some stuff. And when I filled it out, no response. We're talking like months. Months go by, nothing. So I went and did it again. This time, nothing happened until a couple weeks later. And then the person comes back and they were very friendly. It was like a nice email. It wasn't like, you're bothering me. It was, hey, I'm so sorry. We tried to get on top of this. Our apologies. Like, what kind of questions do you have? And I came back with those questions and got radio silence in the meantime. And here's the thing that sucks is, they have no social media presence whatsoever. I've gone to track them down over places like Twitter and elsewhere, and it seems like it's just a ghost in the machine. Like, they have something there, but no one's running it. So this right is just mildly infuriating to me. If you're going to have something available, like an application form, you'd need to stay on top of this. All right. I'm going to share my gripes towards the end. I don't want to spoil everybody's opinion on Listen Up, and I do have high hopes for them because of their distribution, because they actually have retail distribution to Audible, iTunes, audiobooks.com, Findaway, which I just believe if you're going to use Findaway Voices, just go to Findaway Voices. You don't need Listen Up for that. I'm hoping, crossing my fingers, it's not like Authors Republic where it's an all or nothing type thing. Love to have it to where I can actually select the things that I want and leave the other things off. The other ones are Downpour, Libro.fm, Bandcamp, and ListenUpAudiobooks.com, something I briefly had mentioned. They actually have their own retail space. So we're going to kind of put a pin in ListenUpAudiobooks.com for just a moment. The other distribution avenues they have is Library, which is Overdrive, Hoopla, again, Findaway Voices. If you're using Findaway Voices, you're going to get Hoopla, Overdrive, all that kind of stuff, but it's whatever. There's other miscellaneous things, and one of the things I noticed is they actually have giveaway codes so you can get some more reviews. That's great. So they know that if you are not going to publish exclusive to Audiobook Creation Exchange, that you sacrifice the ability to get promotional audio codes. So much like what Findaway Voices does, Listen Up follows suit and they give you giveaway codes. That way you can start to gather reviews. It's tough as it is, but if you can get out some promotional copies to some people, you're going to greatly increase your chances of getting some more reviews. All right, so let's talk about the royalties and the payments. This is kind of a pretty cool deal. I like this. 80% of net profit. Hello, sign me up. I like that. That's pretty comparable to Findaway Voices. 80% of net profit, though, folks. You notice I said net, not gross profit. Because remember that what ListenUp does is they're publishing on behalf of you to various platforms. And on those platforms, they have an agreement, some type of a royalty percentage. So let's say it could probably be Apple. And I'm not saying this is for certain. Maybe they're distributing there and they're getting a 45% agreement like they do through Findaway Voices. Well, that 45% comes through ListenUp. ListenUp gets their 20% and you get the 80% of that 45%. Hopefully that's clear. The best deal by far is through ListenUpAudiobooks.com. Here's the part. This is one of my gripes, and I need to probably talk to Will Degas over there at Findaway Voices. When you distribute through Findaway Voices, you get 80% of the net profit. Through their own platform of Authors Direct, that's 80%. So you collect 80% of that 80%. Come on, really? ListenUp Audiobooks is going to give you 80%, period. End of story. That's it. 80%. So if you distribute your audiobook through ListenUp, you're getting 80%. You will not see that anywhere else. At least you don't see that there right now. That part I'm so excited about with ListenUp Audiobooks. Like, ListenUp. ListenUp needs to listen up. Come on now. Answer people. We are chomping at the bit to want to distribute to your platform. And when you offer things like this, to where if we distribute through you, we get 80% on your platform, you caught my attention. Like, what more do you need? I got to kind of scratch my head and wonder, though, what's the organic traffic like? Is it kind of like Lulu.com when you publish the book? It's not very much organic traffic and you just got to rely on sending the traffic over there. That's okay if so. I mean, I can send my newsletter subscribers there. I can send my followers on social media. I can send website traffic over to that direction. Either way, I'm getting 80 cents out of every dollar for an audiobook. That's unheard of. I want that. All right, so the payout method, I'm kind of going to give a meh. It's a quarterly payout. They pay you out after the close of a quarter. Quarters work like this: January, February, March, April, May, June, and so on and so forth. So as soon as one closes out, they'll pay you after that quarter closes out. And they will only pay you for $50 or more. So there needs to be a $50 minimum threshold. You should hopefully be making $50 at least in 3 months. If not, you might be doing something wrong with your audiobook publishing. All right, I'm going to weigh in. I'm going to give you my final thoughts. Believe it or not, this episode's a little faster than normal because for obvious reasons, I don't have more than what I can tell you externally because I haven't heard anything from them internally. Subscribe or follow me for free on your preferred podcasting platform and do me a favor and leave a review. Or if you're watching this on the YouTube podcast, pretty new, you can go ahead and leave a comment inside the right below the description. You know how that kind of stuff works. Leave a comment. Tell me that you've been watching this and if you've been enjoying it. If you have any kind of special questions, make sure you fire that away. But either way, subscribe. Follow me on the preferred podcasting platform. Leave a review or leave a comment. By the way, that new YouTube channel, you can find it at dalelinks.com/YouTube podcast. Now, my final thoughts when it comes to ListenUp. Is ListenUp worth it? Here's the assumption. This is just an assumption. It's more of like an opinion at this point. If you use their narrators, then, hey, great. Maybe they'll give you some more attention. I didn't choose that avenue, so I don't know. I'd be fairly upset if I was trying to rely on this platform to get me an audiobook narrator and they're not responding to me, but I didn't use that, so I don't know. So maybe their attention is more on people that are willing to invest in their services. Just a wild guess. Again, just an assumption. If not, maybe they'll just ignore you, because I don't know about you. I don't like being ignored. And I'm using their online application form, so what gives? Fix your form or get a better best business practices to where you're actually answering the people that are putting something through your applications. What are the rates? How much is it going to cost? They say, well, it's going to vary per. Can you give me a ballpark? How much is your normal finished price per hour? What am I going to spend on your narrators? Is it going to be as low as, say, $50 to as much as $1,200 per finished hour? I know that's a ridiculously low amount, but I'm just throwing this out ballpark. Let me know. Like, put that out there. Because maybe I might consider that. But at this point, with you being ambiguous, makes me kind of wonder between, first of all, not answering your stuff, and then not at least giving some type of a ballpark, what are you hiding? If you're a great company, you've been around for 15 years, and you've worked with these large trad pub companies, what do you have to lose? Okay, so what if you have $1,200 per finished hour? Great, tell people. So that way people can either A, decide if they want to stay with you, or B, they can move on. No transparency, or no one is home. I don't like that. I like the fact that they were transparent about some of the other features. It was super easy for me to find those things. But the fact that no one's home, no one's answering, it frustrates me. They say this: we only accept rights holders who use our services. Please do not apply if you do not want to work with our narrators. That's what I'm thinking what they sound like. They're not actually saying this on their site. But this is what I get with the not answering. And maybe they'll come back and say, hey, Dale, it's not that. We're so sorry. We've been backed up with work and, you know, we need to hire somebody else on. If that's the case, if you're really busy, then chances are very likely you need to probably hire on more staff to address that concern. My thoughts, when it comes to Listen Up, until Listen Up can really tighten up on their whole process to where they can be a little bit more public and have someone maybe managing their social media profiles, answering the applications in a 24 to 48 hour turnaround time, not 2 weeks, I can't wholeheartedly endorse them. And even despite the fact that the Alliance of Independent Authors gives them an excellent rating and they're a partner, which means that they're paying per year to be listed in Allies Registry, I'm not going to get behind them. I just don't think that it's good business practice to not communicate with people. And I even told them where I'm coming from. Like, hey, I'm going to share this to more people. Apparently 40,000 subscribers on YouTube means nothing to them. Apparently 40,000 indie authors, thousands of downloads per week in podcasting is not enough to get their attention to where they pay a little closer attention. And to me, if I can't do that on my level, can you imagine what you as an indie author is going to be able to get? Probably nothing. So, hey, I've given you the website. It's going to be up to you. You can go ahead and take a look at them at listenupindie.pub to take a look at their services. And of course, you can take a look at their retail platform at listenupaudiobooks.com so you can kind of see what they've got going on. It's pretty clean. It's a nice user interface. They're clearly, there's someone home, but no one's answering the door. So if anybody can send out a search party out there to them to Listen Up, let me know if everything's okay and have them respond to some of these concerns that I have. That'd be awesome. So folks, as we start to wrap up today's podcast, I just want to let you know that I'm not here to beat up some of these platforms. I'm not here to say disparaging words. I only want what's best for you. And sometimes that requires me kind of calling out some people. In the coming weeks, we're going to be covering some other things here when it comes to self-publishing online. And we hit some of the areas. Now, the one area I want to kind of touch on is going to be Audiobooks Unleashed. It's actually used to be just a review gathering platform where you give away your promo codes. But now, Audiobooks Unleashed is actually starting to publish audiobooks. Now, this has got me curious. So we're going to talk about that next podcast. So you want to make sure you stay tuned. Till later, folks. This has been Self-Publishing with Dale. And thank you so much for taking a little bit of time out your day. I will chat with you next week.
You've been listening to the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.